We will spend a lot of time in economics class comparing the challenges of the first and the third world. And so I think it's really important here that you fully understand exactly what we're talking about when we talk about the first world and what we talk about when we talk about the third world. Today, the first world is also known as the developed world, and the third world is noted as the developing world. The first world is the United States. It's Europe, it's Japan, Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom. These countries that have high standards of living, they have life expectancies are good, they have a lot of capital, a lot of human capital, a lot of physical capital. Their transportation systems are and their infrastructures are solid. For the most part, needs are met of the peoples in the first world. You're going to have pockets where people struggle, but it isn't like they are struggling on a day-to-day basis to meet those needs. And it isn't like this is a life and death struggle, that they will perish. There is help. There are social safety nets, and people can survive if they access those nets effectively. If you were to land yourself in a first world country, there's a common link in the first world. So if you're in Chicago, or if you're in Copenhagen in Denmark, or if you're in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, or Tokyo, Japan, you're going to see similarities here. You know, you're going to see McDonald's, you're going to see Kentucky Fried Chicken, you're going to see skyscrapers that look similar, and people are going to speak enough English for you to get by. Absolutely different in the third world. You're going to have people struggling to meet their basic needs. Young people are not in schools, and they're not in education systems. They are out in the fields just trying to meet your basic needs so that the family can survive. This is where your life is just a struggle, and you don't have much capital. You don't see a lot of machinery, and you're struggling to get day to day. Not only that, so many things can influence you, from war to disease to natural disasters like hurricanes, earthquakes, droughts. And all of these things have an impact. We're talking about Africa, almost all of Africa. We're talking about good chunks of Asia and the Middle East, of good chunks of South America and much of Central America and Mexico. These are third world countries. These countries are integrated more now with the first world than ever before because of globalization. And because of globalization, standards of living are generally going up in many of these nations, even though they are still bleak. It's still a bleak life in many. You have some countries that are transitioning, frankly, from the third to the first. You have Brazil is in huge growth. China is transitioning. Still, much of it is third, but it's transitioning because of the higher standards of living. And places like India and Indonesia are growing. They're growing, and they're economically becoming more and more powerful, which is raising the standard of living of their people.